Welcome to The Digital Brew,
a podcast about making your business more awesome online.
I'm Angela, a copywriter, here with my husband Stu, a web designer.
It's time to pour yourself a cuppa and let's get started.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 9 of the podcast. Today we're going to be talking all about how we set goals. So right now, at the time that this podcast is coming out, we are pretty much in no man's land. At least that's what I think it feels a bit like when you're in between Christmas and New Year. Sort of like 2019 is pretty much over once you get to Christmas, but it's not actually 2020 yet. So just in this really weird in-between space and this time of being really quite full of leftovers and things like that. So anyway, we thought this would be the perfect time to share a little bit about how we set goals for 2019 and how we're going to set them again for 2020. Plus, it's a really good excuse to make Stu actually sit down and think about goal setting for a bit.
You make it sound like I'm anti-goal setting, and I'm not anti-goal setting, thank you very much.
I think maybe you used to be. I really like having this sort of end point, like at the end of the year and then the start of a new year. It just feels like a really good time to, you know, take stock of where you've been and then see what's coming up.
I will admit that I guess the goals that we set last year did kind of guide and direct us a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
More than previous years.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like that's been the case too. We're getting better at it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I've actually been pretty big on goal setting for the last 5-ish years. I don't really remember when I started doing it properly. I probably even did it as a kid a little bit. I don't know. I was just one of those weird kids. But I've definitely been very intentional about goal setting for the last 5 years. I like to write down a list of things I want to see happen in the next year. And I've also started doing a word for the year the last couple of years because I saw that people were doing that and I thought, oh, that's so cool. And I like words. So yeah, but I'll talk about that in a little bit. But first, I think we should talk a little bit more about goals. So a few years ago, I would just write them down in a notebook. And I still actually have the ones I wrote down in the beginning of 2015, which is just before we had kids. And it's quite interesting to see all the things that I thought I could achieve that year. And I'm not sure that I really accomplished much when we had a newborn, but hey, last year we actually changed this process a little bit and we started adding them as like a note on Google Keep, which if you don't know, is a little bit like Evernote, I suppose. You make lists on there. It's
really
free.
Dumbed down version of Evernote.
It's actually a really annoying program to use. So I don't really know why we use it, but anyway, it's good because we can share it on there and keep each other accountable, which is awesome. So I thought we could actually share some of the goals that we wrote down for 2019. We won't share all of them. Actually, I'll probably just share all of mine, but Stu's a little bit more private than I am, so he won't share
just
all of his. but here's what I wrote down. So for 2019, I wanted most weekends and evenings back by July because I work a lot. I wanted to go on a holiday with Stu in September to the place that we like to go for holidays. We wanted to do a week away in Melbourne together. That was back in May for CopyCon timing. So I was going to do CopyCon and then have some time away. I wanted to do daily walks. I wanted to wean my youngest child. So no more breastfeeding. Yay, get my body back. I wanted to do that by the end of the year. I wanted both kids toilet trained. I wanted to reach 16K monthly revenue. That's not profit, by the way. That's just revenue, so don't get too excited. Still kind of exciting sounding. I wanted to be known for one or two things. Back then I thought probably website copywriting and SEO content. I wanted to launch some more profitable and systemized packages. I wanted to launch some digital products, launch a community, start a weekly podcast. Yay! Trial a fitness program, save 2K per month, and get a new car. So I'll talk about which ones I did and didn't achieve in a bit, but let's go over to Stu and hear about what he set goals for.
I'd first like to preface this by saying it was mainly Angela setting my goals for me and me just saying, yeah, that sounds fine.
But it was a bit like pulling teeth, let's be real.
Don't be silly. So I just have a few that I'll share. This one sounds a bit childish. 10:30 p.m. bedtime, which, you know, is a good idea when you have small children waking up in the early hours of the morning.
So early.
Our oldest child, sort of training him to fall asleep on his own rather than having to spend an hour with him each night, getting him to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
just to genuinely feel healthier by the end of the year. Read at least one book to our kids each day. Getting outside and doing something for at least 10 minutes a day. Make a home-cooked meal 3 times per week. That's a weird one. And write a lullaby album for the kids.
Because Stu's a guitarist and a singer, in case you didn't know. He actually came up with the music in our intro and outro. It's pretty awesome.
Yes, the little one-chorded ditty. I think it's just one chord. Anyway, so there's a mix of personal, family, and business career goals all sort of mixed in there together. It's not one way or the other. And it's good to have them all in one place because it's important to, I guess, focus on all those areas and not just one thing at any one time.
Yeah, like imagine spending a whole year just moving forward in your business or, you know, ignoring your career and just doing family stuff for a year. Because, I mean, that might be fine for some people in some phases of life. If you don't have kids, maybe you can just go crazy in your business and career. Or if you've just had a baby, you can probably ignore the career stuff for a bit, like I did when our first kid was born. But for right now, I think it's good to have a balance for us.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, things break down if you focus too much on one thing.
Agreed. So let's talk about how many of these things actually came true for us. So quite a few of these things actually happened for me. Even some really big ones, or like when some things that seemed really unlikely at the time that I wrote the goals out back in probably end of last year. Some things have happened that I didn't expect at all. It's really cool to look back and see how far you've come in just a year. And I definitely feel like writing down the goals helps you set your intentions and make decisions that get you moving forward in that direction. So the stuff that didn't happen, didn't quite get my weekends and evenings back. I feel like it's slowly improving. Would you agree, Stu?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's even compared to a few months ago.
That's good.
Yeah, it's improving.
Oh, thank
goodness. Was a bit hit or miss there for a while. I wasn't sure if you existed, if you're alive, but
yeah, you know. It was good to have a lot of work on. But really hard to balance out when you get a lot in and then you get nothing in and you kind of have to hustle for a bit. So I think that I'm getting out of that phase of business. It is just a phase. If you can try to get out of it as quickly as you can, that's always good for the family. But yeah, at the same time, the work is still fluctuating a bit. And some work days I take time away from work to help out with the kids because Stu is still doing most of the kids stuff during the week, which is really awesome. Thank you, Stu.
You're welcome.
Or to help run errands. Like last week we, you know, shopped, we went to the bank. I don't know, we did a bunch of stuff. We've done some things around our house recently that have happened during the day or when kids were at childcare because it just wasn't practical to do it with them around. So that time that I'm not working during the day has to come out of evenings and weekends sometimes, especially if I've still got a full workload on. Stu and I didn't manage our holiday in September. We also didn't manage to go away together in May. Very sad.
Face.
I still went by myself to Melbourne CopyCon, which was awesome, but it wasn't really a holiday and it definitely wasn't together. We dropped lots of hints, but the grandparents weren't up for having the kids for a couple of nights, which is a bit sad, but hopefully next year that improves. I don't know. Why wouldn't they want our kids?
They're delightful.
They're so lovely.
I don't know what the problem is.
I mean, they sleep so great at night and everything like that. So daily walks happened for a bit, but then they didn't. Whoops. One kid is toilet trained, the other is getting close. So that's actually surprisingly going pretty well. This time last year, I could not have seen that happening. we didn't launch a community, but I'm not sure if that goal is actually right for us at the moment anyway. So I'm not really sad about not achieving that. We did end up getting a new car because the old one broke down quite suddenly in October. If that didn't happen, we probably wouldn't have achieved that goal. So it's good and bad. I don't know.
Yeah, it was fine.
Not thrilled about the car, but that's okay.
No, whatever.
That's another story. We're planning to share about the car purchasing experience in a future podcast because it's kind of a learning experience for us about sales. But anyway, but yeah, it was a very good thing that we were saving a bit of money each month because it meant that we could buy a new car and it wasn't as painful as it would have otherwise been. Yeah, so I definitely want to keep writing goals each year. And we also have some bigger and more long-term goals planned out and written down somewhere. And the main one that I made back in 2017 was to move to our ideal location within 10 years. So 2027. And it's really exciting just to see how much closer we are to that each year. Did you want to talk about how you went with your goals?
I can briefly talk about it.
Do it.
Yours were a lot.
I have like more twice as many goals as you do.
Start off with the hilarious one, 10:30 bedtime. I think I did achieve that for the most part.
Yeah, you did well. In fact, sometimes you fell asleep very, very early.
Yeah, I mean, in some circuit, I just didn't have a choice because my body was like, I am ready. So
he's very good at falling asleep anywhere, anytime.
Our oldest falling asleep on his own, that did happen.
Yes, mostly.
He's, yeah, for the most part, good at that, depending on, you know, if he's unwell or what mood he's in.
He just needs to try and stay in his bed all night, which sometimes happens.
Yeah, he loves a good cuddle in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Feel healthier by the end of the year. Neither here nor there. I'm fine, whatever. About the same as I was in the beginning of the year, probably.
Maybe next year.
Read one book to the kids each day. I mean, I was already doing that and, you know, it's hard to do just one book because they want at least 50 million each day.
It's a negotiation.
Yeah, we got to bring it down from 10 to about 2 or 3. Yep. Go outside. I think for the most part, I go outside to do something, work on the lawn or the garden or, you know.
Got to get that lawn perfect.
Yep. cook home cooked meals. Yeah, normally 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah, probably more some weeks.
Probably 5.
At the moment, it's definitely more.
Yeah, about 5 times a week.
Get good job.
Sneaky takeaway once or twice.
Thanks for feeding me.
You're most welcome. and write a lullaby album. That has not happened, but I've still got, 2 weeks left?
Yeah, at the time of recording, it's like a week until Christmas.
So decided it's going to be an EP, so only 3 to 4 songs. We've culled that down a bit.
Pressure's on now. You've said it in the podcast. You better do it.
Angela's already written 2 lots of lyrics, so I can.
They're
just
not lullabies, though, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no. I did write you some lullabies ages ago.
Look.
And you did nothing with them.
I did. I did write a melody to one, so it's not very good, but it's something. But I reckon I can smash those out in a few days.
I reckon you can too. All right. Shall we move on to 2020?
Yes.
That's a bit of a scary number.
Yeah.
New decade. Okay, so here are some goals I've written down so far. Knowing me, I'll probably add to it because we've still got 2 weeks to go. But here's where it stands. Plan 3 novel ideas, plan 3 business book ideas, upsize our house. We're just renting, by the way, so it's not as exciting as it sounds. Attend PT twice a week, go on a plane holiday with Stu, as in don't just drive somewhere, actually fly somewhere.
Not only did we not meet last year's goals, but we're going to up the ante.
Level up. That's how I roll. Going to try and go on that holiday to our favorite place again that we tried to go on this year, but we didn't manage. And we want to do a family holiday at the beach for 2 weeks at the end of the year, which we just did earlier this month. So we'll do that again next year, hopefully. I'd like to see the monthly revenue reach 25K, which is a bit exciting. I want to join a good mastermind group and I want to run a kilometer without stopping. Okay, your turn, Stu.
Well, my list is a lot shorter and I hastily wrote it last night in about 5 minutes because you gave me a look like, come on. So these are a few things that just nowhere near as ambitious as Angela's. However, a lot of Angela's overlap with me. So, well, they do, like, you know, the holidays and family time and fitness and stuff.
They're like family goals.
Yeah. So these are more personal, I guess. So read for 1 hour per day at least.
Ooh.
I think even if it's just a novel, it doesn't have to be anything. I mean, I think I can cut down on the Facebook time and maybe put some of that into reading.
True.
I'd like to write a simple plugin. I said a simple plugin.
That's exciting.
It's not exciting.
Okay. I'm excited.
just something basic just so I can work on some programming skills. Cause I'm not a programmer. I'm not in that mindset, but I think it would be helpful to learn how to do that kind of stuff a bit more.
I'm like picturing your LinkedIn profile being updated already. Plugin developer.
You're ridiculous. level up my design skills. So, you know, maybe doing some more design courses and trying to like force myself to do like a weekly design challenge, whether that's like, you know, web design or like a logo design or something.
Mm.
Yeah, just for like make believe businesses or something.
Cool.
Stop being such a motionless fatty boomba. That would be good.
And how do you plan to do that?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Oh, learn more patience. I need to take a chill pill every now and then.
Oh, if only chill pills actually existed.
Mm-hmm. And slow down a bit more, you know, try and live in the moment, be a more patient and better father and husband.
Aww. You have your moments.
What do you mean?
I actually think you've come a long way this year.
I have. I've been improving. But there's always
some challenging times with our kids.
Yeah.
So how do those goals make us feel right now? Well, I don't know about you, Stu. Yeah, I kind of do know about you. But anyway, for me, they make me feel really stretched but excited. So the book ideas, that's just not actually writing books, by the way. I'm not going to write 6 books. Maybe one day if I was a full-time author. But anyway, at this point in life, it just is about coming up with ideas for books that I might write at some point in the future, getting those ideas out of my head and then maybe hoping to come up with at least one good idea. That kind of scares me a little bit, makes me feel a bit overwhelmed, but yeah, see how it goes. Upsizing our house will almost certainly happen because we actually have to move in March, and we need an extra room or backyard space and all that jazz. We've really outgrown our current home. So yeah, I think that'll be easily ticked off. And I feel like most of the holidays we've got planned will happen. Might be a stretch to go on 2 holidays with just me and Stu. But yeah, it'll depend on how the grandparents are feeling with their time and things like that. Maybe we'll have to butter them up somehow. I don't know. Talk our children up a bit.
Your family is vegan, so.
Oh, no. Vegan, butter them up. We'll get real greasy. but yes, hopefully our children will present as angels, great sleepers, perfect darlings, and we'll be all set. the monthly revenue goal sounds a bit scary. It's a little more than double my current monthly average, although some months I have gone over this. But with the Digital Brew, bringing in clients and projects in 2020 and working on projects with Stu, not just by myself, and just adding more value with both our services under the roof. We'll have almost double the manpower because Stu isn't quite full time. I feel like we could potentially do it. So even though the revenue goal sounds really big, I think it is still within realisticness. Is that a word? That's not a word. You get what I mean. So I'm kind of hoping we'll get there by the end of the year. And if we do, it'll mean a lot for us as a family and as a business. So we'll see. Running a kilometer does sound a bit crazy for me, even though it's probably not a big deal to most people. Maybe you do it every day already. But even though I've been going to PT this year twice a week, my PT doesn't really do much cardio. So we're all about the weights. So I have not been training cardio. But I really wanted to include a physical sort of goal that would stretch me and improve my health. So my plan is to learn a bit more about good running techniques because I'm pretty sure I run like a total dirt face and just build up to it because at the moment I could probably run 200 meters. I think that's about as far as I made while we were on holidays at the beach and I just kind of felt like I was dying after that. So
You're not built for running. That's not mean. That's just, unfortunately, your genetics.
I have like tree trunk legs and weird shaped feet and yeah, we'll see.
I think you can do it.
I've done it before, just not for a while. I'll do my best. But yeah. before we jump into Stu talking about his goals and how he feels, I just wanted to share something that we heard from one of our listeners, Mal Gibson. He left a comment on our Facebook page yesterday. He's also my uncle, by the way. And he has his own business called Herds, herdz.com.au. They sell horse supplements and supplies online, which is really awesome. And he said, "Hi, Angela and Stu, love your work. Yes, we do set short and long-term goals. Without them, the business would be directionless. No, I don't always reach them, but at times we have far exceeded what we thought we could achieve. Never underestimate the possibilities. All the best for your business and I look forward to listening to your next podcast." Aw, thank you, Mel. Thanks for your comments. That's awesome. I love hearing that goal setting has worked for you. It sounds like it works pretty much the same way for you as it does for me. It's just giving you direction, and sometimes you don't achieve what you set the goals for, and sometimes you go way past them. So it's pretty cool. So, Stu, do you want to share how you feel about your goals for next year?
Talk about how I feel.
Tell me how you feel.
Because I'm good at talking about how I feel.
So good.
I mean, I basically explained how I feel. I think all of my goals are achievable. They don't necessarily make me excited, but they're all kind of – I just have to put in the time and create a habit. That's all I have to do, I think.
I feel like we also need to talk about how you're actually going to achieve them.
Why? What?
Because at the moment – you haven't quite thought out the process of actually.
Yeah, because I wrote them last night because you gave me an angry glare. Of course, I didn't thought
about
it.
Did not give you an angry glare. Probably a judgmental glare. Okay, we'll work on that. So stay tuned, people. Okay, so let's talk about words for the year. Stu has already informed me that he does not have one, so you won't be hearing from him about that.
I thought about it for a solid 90 seconds last night, and then I decided it was silly.
Yeah, I believe that. So I'm pretty sure I've asked you to come up with a word for the year before and you just were like, no. His word for the year was no.
And I think I embodied that word to its fullest potential. So.
Oh, dear. Anyway, my word for the year in 2019 was actually, I had three because I don't do things by halves. I had freedom, opportunity, and serve. And that was based on a Bible verse that really jumped out as being quite powerful for how I wanted the year to go. So that was Galatians 5 verse 13. For you were called to be free, brothers and sisters. Only don't use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but serve one another through love. And I knew this year would bring more freedom and time than the previous years, with our kids being in daycare 3 days a week and Stu being on board with helping out with everything behind the scenes and also starting to help out in the business stuff a bit more. So I really wanted to focus on making the most of that time and not wasting it and procrastinating and all that stuff. But I wanted to use every opportunity to be productive and to serve my family and my clients. I didn't do perfect. I definitely still spent time on Facebook and, you know, went down rabbit holes on Google and things like that. But I think for the most part, I was a lot more productive than ever before. I'm getting better at it. So, yeah, learning how to make myself get more done and find a little bit of balance to serve both family and work in amongst all the craziness. So that's been my year. And I feel like setting the word for the year, words for the year, was actually really helpful in giving me some more direction other than my goals. Okay, so for 2020, my word that I've chosen is strong. So this isn't a word that I ever would have associated with a few years ago, definitely not as a child. But that's actually starting to change. And I want to focus more on becoming strong, not just physically, but mentally and, you know, also in my brands and businesses. Because when you're strong, you're resilient. You build something that lasts longer and it weathers a lot more change and challenges. So in my business, that's about looking at ways to make it more sustainable long term. So it's risk management, making the brand stronger, building in systems and processes for everything so that if something happened in the future that meant either of us couldn't work, the work would continue on. And mentally, I want to keep challenging myself. So putting myself out there, not shying away from challenges that might scare me. That might mean showing up as a guest on another podcast, which totally freaks me out because I like being in control and having all the things scripted, literally reading off a script right now. Hopefully you can't tell too much. or even going to, Stu's just laughing at me. He hates the scripts.
It's so scripted. As you can tell, it's not so scripted for me.
Stu's more of a go with the flow kind of guy.
Oh yeah.
We're very different in some ways. Anyway, bring it back to the script, Stu. or maybe even going to more networking events, which also scares me because I'm really introverted. And you know, just even learning about topics that really stretch me mentally. And when I do that, it makes those things less scary and means I'm able to reach for bigger things. So physically, strength, I've never been sporty ever, but you know, in May this year, I signed up with a PT and I've been seeing her twice a week for strength training when we're not sick or on holidays. So we have missed some weeks, but you know, for the most part, two times a week. And it's actually been really interesting to see what my body can do because, yeah, I had no idea. I felt pain in muscles that I didn't know existed. But I've also said goodbye to 4 years of constant back and hip pain, thanks to babies, pregnancy, and sitting in a chair all day. So in 2020, I definitely want to keep that going, maybe even add in some at-home equipment if we have space for it when we get our bigger house. and just like our like my word for the year in 2019, 2020 has some lovely Bible references too. So it's just got that extra layer of meaning for me. So Psalm 46, 1 to 3 says, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. I feel like that kind of sums up life sometimes, doesn't it? And business. Hmm. The earth giving way and the mountains falling into the heart of the sea. Nice and dramatic. And then there's another verse here, 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So it doesn't say strong in there or strength, but it is definitely about strength. And, you know, I definitely feel like I'm a bit timid naturally, but just trying to be a bit more powerful and strong. I think that's going to be really beneficial in a lot of ways. And then one more verse that I really like here, Corinthians 12 verse 9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So definitely as a Christian, it's not just about being strong in myself, but really falling back on God to, just use his power and allow him to take over my life, because I am very weak without him and he enables me to be strong. Right. I think it's time to wrap this up.
Okay. I've got some scripted helpful takeaways here that I'll run through.
I'll kill you.
Set goals. Make them big, but think about how you'll achieve them. Break them down and make sure that they're doable, which apparently I'll be doing with Angela after this.
Mm-hmm.
Do a mixture of personal, family, and business goals. So don't just focus on one thing, because you need a nice balance in your life. Come up with a word of the year if you like that kind of thing. But if you don't, that's okay too.
I put that in there for you because I really didn't think you would come up with one.
If you don't like setting goals or it doesn't come naturally to you, you can find someone who does it well and buddy up with them, like I have Angela. And they can help you to talk through some positive changes that you'd like to make in your life. Maybe what goals you'd like, what goals could make sense for your year so that you can move towards that direction. And they can also help keep you accountable. Share your goals, whether on a podcast like this or with a friend or family member, maybe even on social media or just in any place that you feel safe sharing something like that. And another little hack, make sure that your goals are accessible so you can look back on them throughout the year. So if you've got a big, important one, make it visible in your workspace or home. You could even change the goal to be your password for some services, so you have to type it out every day and be constantly reminded of it. Without being too woo, it really does help you to keep focused where you're headed.
That's it. Yay, we made it.
Have a wonderful Christmas and New Year. By the way, this is being released on Christmas Day, so Merry Christmas. Probably should have said that at the top of the episode.
No one's actually going to listen on Christmas Day,
though. Why, hey, you never know.
Merry belated Christmas. Merry New Year.
We'll see you in the next episode, where we'll be talking about workflow and processes.
We'll catch you in the next decade.
Bye. Thanks for listening to The Digital Brew with Ange and Stu.
Make sure you head over to thedigitalbrew.com for more episodes, detailed show notes, resources, and our newsletter.
And if you feel like this episode has helped you make your business more awesome, pop us a review.
We'll catch you next time.